I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Forecasters say another forming storm could bring more misery to flood victims in the Philippines. 3 million families have already been affected by flooding in Manila. Christian Aid Mission spokesman Bill Bray says it's likely to get worse.
It's standing water, and it's turned into one giant cesspool.
Waterborne diseases are already killing people. Rescue kits contain basic food supplies, clean water, and blankets. The immediate focus is the emergency, but
there's still evangelism going on and meetings and comforting the sick and trying to help the older people and folks that are stuck.
Meanwhile, giving a radio to a Nobe Indian is like giving a color television to somebody from the 1800s. The Nobe people of Western Panama don't have any modern technology. Last Friday, the Gulbransons with 8CJB Global gave the Nobe people 50 radios. These radios only play the local Christian station, so listeners hear the gospel. 8CJB's Steve Gulbranson says the response has been amazing.
They're kind of the outcast of the outcast. And when we tell them that God loves them just the way that they are, all they have to do is receive the free gift of eternal life through Christ, we've seen phenomenal response.
And thanks to Faith Comes by Hearing, nearly 3 million people will now be able to hear God's word in their native tongue. FCBH recently translated New Testament scripture into 5 languages from Panama, Kenya, Mexico, Nepal, and Thailand. FCBH has translated God's word into over 600 languages worldwide so far. Can you help them get to 700 languages? Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. All this month, Mission Network News is offering the book Reformation in Foreign Missions by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. He maintains that some missions work can be counterproductive and needs to be reformed. Find out why when you get your free copy of the book. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the ad link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.